You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile and Outer Drive, Sporty Cuts.
Interleague Baseball in Los Angeles. We are now 2 hours and 5 minutes away from the Tigers and Dodgers. Anibal Sanchez and Josh Beckett doing the deed after the Dodgers win in 10 last night, 3-2. Was not a good-looking thing in the 10th inning, but they'll try to rebound tonight, maybe even score a few runs at Chavez Ravine. We're just about to get going in Pittsburgh. The Wings need 1 point to clinch a spot in postseason play for the 23rd straight year in the National Hockey League. Wings and Penguins, could be a first-round matchup, too, coming up just momentarily. Cavaliers and the Pistons. Oh, this is just brutal tonight. I think the Pistons just said, you know what, the hell with it. We're checking out. It's halftime in Cleveland. They put up 38 on the Pistons at the in the second quarter. It's now 69-37. Cavs. They're just a bunch of guys scoring all over the place. There's no one major scorer. Stuck's got 9 for the Pistons, but the Pistons trail by 32 points heading to the second half at the cue ball. 69-37 Cleveland. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL, Canadiens Blackhawks, Blue Jackets Stars just about to get going. 2 others start after 10. Other NBA, Orlando leads Brooklyn. All of a sudden, the Magic are playing a little better. 49-38 in the second quarter. Philadelphia trails at Toronto, 53-45 second. The Jordan Bobcats are up over Washington, 50-34 in the second. Atlanta leading Boston, 30-20. That's in the second quarter as well. Other games are getting started at 8 o'clock or later. Other baseball, American League, the A's win at Minnesota in 11, 7-4, and a Derek Norris three-run ding. Royals beat the Rays, 7-3. Red Sox over the Rangers, 4-2. Former Tiger Andrew Miller, his first win of the season. Blue Jays beat the leading the Astros in the third, 2-0 in that game. Orioles over the Yankees, 3-2 now in the third inning. National League, four-hitter from Mike Leake. Reds shut out the Cardinals 4-0. Marlins over the Nationals in the second, 5-0. Phillies and the Brewers tied at 3 in the second. Fourth inning in Atlanta, the Braves still lead the Mets 1-0 on the Jason Hayward homer is second. Pirates-Cubs just getting underway at Wrigley. Interleague games, there were a couple. Actually make it 3 because it was a double dip in Cleveland because of a rainout. Indians and Padres. Cleveland wins the first one 2-0. Padres come back in the nightcap and win it 2-1. But that was an actual doubleheader. People paid money and saw 2 games. I know it's weird, but it used to be like that in the old days, and now it happened again today. Rockies over the White Sox at Coors, 10-4. With a 6-run eighth, the Rockies bang out 16 hits against White Sox pitching. Masters begins tomorrow at Augusta. We're talking about that right now on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. NASCARs are in Darlington for the Bojangles Southern 500. And the Frozen Four College Hockey National Championships begin tomorrow in Philadelphia, Boston College and Union, Minnesota and North Dakota. Winners play Saturday. That is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. All right, EP, if you want, let's get Carl Jackson cooking here. Get him on the phone. Get him on the blower, if you will. And Bob Krause is with us. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. We have I wrote a little thing on Facebook about him today, a little Twitter action as well. Check us on Twitter and Facebook. And as always, you can watch the show. You can see Bob right now. He's sitting next to Rob, who's, I think, doing his taxes. It's not like they can't see you. And look, he's like an Army guy today. He's got the fatigues on.
I'm going to wear that next time I play in an event.
I'm gonna be the fatigue golf guy.
While you're doing your, I'm listening to your sports rap, and I'm just trying to multitask.
I know people can.
They're not watching me while you're doing your thing.
We can barely see. You got camouflage now. We can barely
That's
see.
That's right. We don't even.
We don't know where Rob's even in the studio right now.
Rob getting here?
Right, Bob. Where'd Rob go? But you can iHeartRadio app. If you haven't downloaded that, do that, and you can check us on video stream with the streaming minions at ParkerTheMan.com and on. PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Television is obviously a big thing for the Masters. They've always controlled the way everything's gone, and we know that's one of the reasons we love the Masters is because of the fact that you see all the shots.
Yep.
They don't take big commercial breaks. You're able to, you know, it's very intriguing in that regard.
Yeah, you can watch them online, too.
Yeah, they're doing that now, and they've got little hole things you can check out, various.
Amen Corner Amen and all Corner. That stuff. It's on all the time.
Well, this is a guy that you recommended to us.
Yep.
We're going to bring him in. He's been on Ben Crenshaw's bag since 1976. He won twice with Gentle Ben, first in 1984, and then the famous one in 1995. This is after his coach, the great Harvey Pinnock, had passed away.
Yep.
And Carl has just been an iconic figure at Augusta National, and it just continues to this day. Let's welcome in Carl Jackson. Hi, Carl. Welcome to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Mark and Rob.
Hey, Mark and Rob. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Great. I'm glad to.
Carl, what year is this for you, caddying in the Masters? Am I right about 1961 being your first?
Yes.
And you missed you missed one in 2000. You had colon cancer, right?
That's correct.
But you've caddied every other Masters since then, since 1961, other than that one?
That's correct.
How do you do it? How have you done it this long?
Well, in my neck of the woods, I needed to do it. That's what I do. And that's what I love to do, is to be in golf. So it was always a place for me to caddy.
Beautiful. Let me ask you, I just want to go into your most memorable and I always tell the story, being an African-American, watching Tiger win the Masters. I was on my honeymoon in Tokyo, Japan. Which is your most memorable or one that moved you the most?
Well, with Tiger, the one that moved, his first win in 97. And that's because in the Masters before in 96, Tiger played a couple of practice rounds with Ben. And as Ben and I went through our youth routine of putting the greens and different pin positions for 2 days, Tiger followed Ben everywhere, every putt Ben hit. Tiger hit it. Every shot I would suggest, every pin position I would suggest, Tiger was right there with Ben for 2 days. Yeah. And Tiger and Ben was explaining things to him and getting to understand what we believe in. And Tiger took it to heart more than anyone ever have with Ben. And lo and behold, Tiger comes back the next year and blow him away.
Carl, you've seen all the great ones. You've seen Ben Hogan. You've seen Jack and Arnie, and you've seen them in Masters form. You've seen, go down the list, Lee Trevino and others, be a part of that great Augusta National tradition. Is Tiger, in your mind, the best golfer you've ever seen?
Well, I like to put it this way, is he's the best power golfer I've ever seen. I mean, back with the Hogan days and just after the Hogan days, Jack Nicklaus played with power when he wanted to, when he needed to. But he knew how to play the finesse game too.
How about just with no Tiger, and I know he hasn't won in a while, so it's not like he's won last year or anything. And Mark, he finished fourth last year and played pretty well till the last round. But anyway, how about the buzz? We already know the tickets are like the bottom dropped out of the tickets, or people still. Obviously, it's the Masters excited. Is there a little buzz taken off of it because there's no Tiger?
Well, that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. And I know the proof will be in the pudding after Sunday evening, but that's the early talk that, people don't want to come because Tiger's not there. And I want to add, Tiger's very important to golf, and his fans come to see him win. And the other side is other people show up because they want to see him lose.
And that's a good thing. You want people to care either way. I think that's a good thing.
That's right. I agree. That's right. I agree. But yeah, he's a drawing card. He's a very powerful drawing card. A powerful drawing card for golf.
Carl Jackson joining us on Sports Night with Parker the Man, Mark Wilson, Rob Parker here on Back on the Fan. And Carl's been on Ben Crenshaw's bag since 1976. He's got a couple of Masters green jackets. Speaking of that, Carl, what do you get? What do you get when Ben Crenshaw wins two Masters? Do you get a green jacket,
no,
too?
No, he gets a green windbreaker.
It's a lighter green jacket.
What do you get as a caddy? Tell people out there who don't maybe know anything about caddying in a PGA event, much less a major, what do you get for that?
He is.
And how important you are.
Like all caddies, you get a generous payday.
Generous payday, okay.
You get some notoriety. And you know, you need to know how to you need to know how to try to handle that notoriety and well enough to, you know, maybe gain something out of it, something else out of it. But that, you know, it's not. The cat is there, and he's an independent worker, and he's there for the payday.
Now, I want to interject. Excuse me, one thing. So, Carl, you're kind of downplaying what your importance to golf and the golfer. Most people don't realize that how great a caddy is a direct reflection on how well he manages his players. So, you know, you and I talked last night about Ben Swing, you know, not performing up to par, for lack of a better term, and how you got him in good shape. So a good caddy's worth about 2, 3, 4 strokes a round. And I don't think people realize how important guys like you really are in your experience.
Yeah, well, I think Ben got into a good place, and after many repetitions and a few more good thoughts, I like what I see in Ben's swing as late as this afternoon.
See, and I always had it wrong. I always thought that the caddy got a second Fresca for winning, you know. And instead,
how about a Fresca?
That's right. Instead, but that's great. I can't believe all the time and energy you put in and all the success that you've had. It's pretty pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing something that I love, and I love golf. If I could have been a player, I would be, but I'm a caddy.
You know, obviously with Ben winning twice, he gets the lifetime exemption for the most part, and we know the lifetime has been taken down a bit over the years. You play until you can, until you've kind of, I hate to use the word embarrass yourself, but Ben is on the Champions Tour. He's over 60 now, and you say he's playing better, huh? I mean, I think one of the coolest things in golf is when a Tom Watson or a Marco Mira or someone who's on the Champions Tour, Carl, busts out in a regular PGA Tour event, and it would be very cool to see Ben
this week.
Someone like that do that again in that fashion.
Well, we are in the perfect tournament for Ben to do that, and I believe that it's several different ways to win that tournament, and sure, when the golf course is wet, the power players have an advantage, but if it has just a little bit more wind and a little firmness around there, you know, that bring the whole field back into the Masters with a chance.
Carl, do you have a book out there?
Yes, Ben and I have a book out there called Two Roads to Augusta.
Two Roads to Augusta?
Yes.
And it's written by both you and Crenshaw?
Yes.
Where can people find it?
You can find it at Sayers, Sayers, at BenCrenshaw.com, and that's a place you could go online and go on that site and order it, and you can get it autographed by Ben and personalized if you request.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Another place you can buy it is at the American Golfer.
Okay.
I have one final thing for Carl, because I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, Carl. We just talked about Tiger. But I believe it was 1973, and as an African-American caddy, I wanted to know what your reaction is now that you think about it 40 years later, when Lee Elder became the first African-American to play in the Masters, and how did that change, in your mind, the way Augusta National played, the way they looked at the game of golf, maybe the way they looked at the PGA Tour?
Well, I made it my point the day that Lee Elder showed up, that I wanted to see that change. And so I was standing there in history, and I wanted to see the expressions on different people's faces, whether no matter what their ethnicity it was. And I did see that. And it represented a great change in golf and the United States. And it gave me hope for things in the future.
Really broke a barrier, even though Lee Elder had been a winner on the PGA Tour, to get himself into the Masters kind of broke that barrier that I think Tiger benefited from, and others like Jim Thorpe and Jim Dent and Walt Morgan benefited later from, and Calvin Peete.
I always thought that Tiger should have done more to get, before that they finally let women and African Americans join. You know what I mean? He could have done it sooner by maybe not playing or saying he wouldn't play unless they started letting people in. I always thought he had a lot more power, and he kind of let that go by. And I wish he would have done more.
Well, I hear where you're coming from, but you know, Tiger. I mean, to be fair to Tiger, he's a professional golfer, and you know, he's not a politician or a black leader or someone like that. But you know, so he need to be able to focus just like any other golfer on playing golf.
But I'm going to disagree with you from this standpoint, and just hear me out. The way you get change is when things are bad is when good people don't do anything about a bad situation. I don't care what you do, what job you have, whatever. If you continue to allow that to happen, then things never change. When you have power and you have a – I'm not asking them to talk about entrance exams to Michigan and quotas and all that, but when you have something to change in your field that you're in, I believe Tiger could have made – change sooner because he had that power, and he chose to turn away instead of helping out. And I can't get over that. I think Tiger blew a great opportunity to change the world.
I respect your thoughts and opinion, but does Serena Williams have to do that, or does Michael Jordan do that?
No, because other people had done it already before them. That was the difference. Jackie Robinson, look what he had to go through. I mean, did he have to go through that? He could have said, I don't want to go through all that. I'll just play in the Negro Leagues, and I don't want to be bothered with going through what he went through. All I'm saying is I think you got to get away from about just worrying about yourself, making money for yourself, and not trying to make change. And that's all I'm saying. When you have an opportunity to make change in this world for the better. I'm not asking them to let people in who don't belong in, and I'm talking about who aren't qualified, who can't play. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an honest opportunity. That's all.
Okay, well, whether the resident say I agree with you, you're talking about, you know, Tiger's a friend of mine and someone inside the ropes, and I've had times to have a short chat with Tiger, and I understand where he's coming from, and the man that is put on him, even just for autographs, you know, he just can't fulfill and keep enough people happy. But and now we're talking about a situation that involves, you know, our country, and I would like to leave that to the politicians and let them answer that. But I'm saying all that to say I like Tiger, and I understand some things, and some things maybe I don't understand.
All right, we appreciate it. Appreciate
Carl,
the dialogue, too.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate it, Bob. Great having Carl on. And, Carl, good
thanks
luck.
Thanks for
coming
on, Carl.
Good luck with Ben tomorrow, and we'll be watching, see what happens.
Keep him calm out there, Carl.
Oh, God, try my best. Thank you.
Carl, thanks very much. Carl Jackson joining us on Sports Night with Parker the Man.
Get a Parker the Man shout-out.
To school these folks, Rob Parker?
No, what Dana Rice.
Oh, Dana Rice.
Ron Rice, beautiful wife.
There
She's
you go.
Listening to the show,
Ron,
Dana.
I
very
know
nice.
What you were showing me.
Well, because I didn't want to get on him. I'm not getting on him because that's not his responsibility.
It was stirring. It was
no,
stirring.
No. But I always say this, and Bob, hear me out. Seriously, that's the way you get changed. You know when good people sit to the side and don't say anything when they know what's going on is wrong.
What were the two people he mentioned? Serena and who was the other one?
And Michael Jordan.
And Michael Jordan.
Maybe he just doesn't want to do it.
People had come before Jordan, like you said. And don't forget there was Arthur Ashe.
Right,
Arthur Ashe. Who really made that change.
There were people who did that. Somebody had to do it. And you say Tiger, but there comes a responsibility.
Now, Rob and I always talk about this, Bob.
Do you know what Tiger
But Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan have always been about selling T-shirts, show to pop. And
right.
That's
so
ridiculous.
If he doesn't want to do it, does he still have to do it?
Yeah, he does. He does. You know why? Because he has the power to do it. I'm not expecting him now. If you ask me, should Tiger Woods go to Michigan and say, let black kids come into Michigan? No. Should he go in and talk about the war and stop the weapons of mass destruction? No. But when it involves the sport that he's in.
His own forum.
And don't forget, you say he doesn't want to do it. Well, I do remember his first commercial for Nike was how he couldn't get get in country clubs to play. So Tiger Woods right. had an activist mind in the beginning, and then when the other people got to him and said, don't do that. You can't.
You'll hurt every dollar.
Right. You won't get all the duck because they'll say, oh, this guy's a rebel rouser and he's a pro-black. We don't want him to do this. That's when he changed. But go remember, go watch his first commercial. His first commercial talks about not being allowed in the country clubs. And that's not because he's Thai.
Bob, thank you.
Okay, guys.
Any last words on the Masters? Who are you gonna, let's do a here. Here's the Vegas odds real quick.
All right. Vegas odds.
Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy are 10-1 right now. Phil's 12-1. Sergio Garcia, 15 years, no majors, second's his best finish ever. Will he ever win a major? He's 20-1. I mean, 15 years. Didn't you think Sergio Garcia would have multiple majors?
He should have two or three.
He has
by
none.
Now.
Zero.
Well, he's been one of the biggest disappointments.
I think
so, too. There was supposed to be a rivalry between him and Tiger. Remember those golf things they had? What was
Absolutely. It was after Duval. They thought Sergio was the next.
What was those things that they had on ABC? Remember they had the one against
the
one? Remember
Wonderful
they had
a, World of Golf type deal?
Remember they had like the
Oh, the challenges.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Right.
Vegas or something like that.
They had a couple of them. They tried to do it, and he could never win.
TV.
Remember that was on ABC?
They barely made it to the lights.
Right.
So I like Kuchar. Jason
Dude, he's,
Day.
He's folded the last 2 weeks.
Choked it off, Bob. Well, maybe he was preparing himself mentally for this one.
Okay. Choke off Texas and Houston. That's like $3 million he threw away there. That's a few million a month's spread. So you're going to go with Matt Kuchar, though?
I like Kuchar. I like Day. I like
Rob, who are you going to go with?
Kuchar.
You don't know.
I don't know. I don't know the field.
I'm going to go with Rory. I'm going to take McIlroy.
Okay. Dollar bet.
I'm going to go with McIlroy. All right, let's do it. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, guys.
BobCrossGolf.com.
Hasta la vista.
Bob, tell your buddy I'm a good guy.
You don't like you already. I'm telling you that right now.
I wasn't trying to make a big
He's blowing thing. My phone up.
Is he like,
Dude, why do you think I asked him the elder question? I knew you'd get into it.
Like, he's like, well, I like the other, you and
I like
the other guy.
I like the white guy better.
I like the two white guys. I don't like that other
guy. I don't even think he knows you're an African American.
I said it.
Now I got to call and make sure he's okay.
Your voice doesn't sound like it.
Just tell him.
He's got an early tea time tomorrow.
What do you
mean
I don't sound black?
No, you sound like an old Jewish woman.
Stop.
Do I sound white?
Yeah, you sound very white.
Yes,
Bob. Oh, thanks.
That's okay. It's good.
Pure Michigan, baby. All right, coming up, sports wrap time. We're almost halfway through. We'll catch you caught up on the Wings, the Pistons, everything else. And our number, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Back on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
If you were driving again out there, you know what I'm talking about. Potholes, the craters, saw them again, even on a pretty day in the Metro D. And if you've fallen victim to these horrible things, take your car, truck, or van to the pros, the experts at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound in no time, sometimes the same day.
Mike and his guys know what the heck they're doing. They're experts. That's why it's called Expert Car Care. And they service everything, top to bottom, A to Z, front to back. It's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. And just mention these two fine-looking gents right in front of you right now if you're watching on ParkerAndTheMan.com. Right here. Rob, that's your cue.
That's right. It's Parker and the Man. That's all you have to say. And you will not only receive a free oil change with any work done, Mark, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings right then and there just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.